Warning, the following contains depictions of adult themes, drug use, and wanton violence, sometimes flat-out war crimes. Listener discretion is advised. This is Starforged, Stones of Fortune. Starring Carlos as Solrock the Seer, Ramses as Merrick the Unseen, Jose as Jimmy Rings, and Luke as Spike. And I am your guide, your host, your editor, and all those other things, Redstone, also known as Adam in these recordings.
I might just have to give up on Jose. I've called him 10 times.
If stuff happens, it turns out his suit locked up on him and he's stuck inside of it.
Yeah.
Poor bastard. In my notes, because he was Pepper Snuffles the third, I have PS3
nice.
Like all over my notes. Nice. I'm like
difficult as possible.
So he's like around 4 foot tall, got a whole lot of different colors in his fur, white, black, brown splotches. If he were a player character, he'd probably have the cards Tech, Gearhead, and Scavenger. I mean, that's basically, he's a dude who fixes stuff, he can take stuff apart. He also wears a pair of goggles that he keeps over his head.
Nice.
Along with him, you also rescued Reginald Dobby, who stands about 3 feet tall. Looks like a large cat, but a little elfish. He's got like the big ears and eyes, long hair. His fur is kind of a white with a kind of a brown tinge, but on closer inspection, you actually notice it almost looks like his fur is fiber optic. Like, it looks like those weird, like the toys you get as a kid that's got a light in the bottom and it shines like the rainbow through.
Oh, nice.
It kind of looks like that stuff. Very similar to actually a polar bear's fur is also fiber optic. It isn't white as much as it's actually reflecting light. Let's see, who else? Oh, you also saved Luna Becker, the pilot of that ship. She is basically a white lady in her 50s, like maybe late 50s, early 60s. She's wearing bright, flashy clothing. She had a whole bunch of medals on her. She's coming off as like she's some hotshot pilot. Also on board, you have Diva, or Sherry Ta, whose legs were crushed.
That's right.
When they summoned the stuff, and Merrick actually was able to save her life. She herself pieced together some crappy makeshift legs. And was able to get herself off of the bodega before it was destroyed, and you found her on the ship. And along with them all is Severinus, or Mongoose Taylor, that hotshot pilot guy who wears that. He's about 6 feet tall, pale skin, dark hair, and is always wearing like a flight suit that looks armored, but it looks very tailored. It looks very high tech. If he were a player character, he would have the cards Ace, Armored, and Looper. because you've learned that he occasionally, his consciousness will, like, jump back in time, and he'll, or he can, like, sometimes see little flashes of the future and redirect things. But you've got the fullest ship you've ever had in your memory. You have just saved the crew of the Lumina Sorrow. You've had, it has been a long fucking day. Because it literally started with you guys jumping to Morphus, tracking down that ship, dismantling that engine, flying to the bodega, and then all the shit at the bodega, and then saving this crew. So you guys haven't had a moment's peace in well over 12 hours. You're all chilling and whatnot. You offered your survivors some mushrooms, I remember. And so, like, PS3 took a handful of mushrooms and is tripping the fuck out. Reginald Dobby looks very uncomfortable with everything and just kind of sits and is quiet. And Luna Becker looks... she partakes, but she looks, like, annoyed by the presence of Reginald and PS3.
Well, we got a racist in the midst.
Speciesist.
Yeah, actually, at one point, so you guys are just chilling, and it's getting late. It's definitely late for you guys. Reginald Dobby actually, like, kind of pipes up, and he's like, so... are you guys our new owner? And if, like, as he's trying to say owners, Pepper, like, smacks him in, like, the chest, and, like, he coughs and can't finish the sentence. And he's, like, glaring at him, like, shut the fuck up. And Luna, like, pipes up. She's like, well, if you guys aren't going to take property of this scavenger operation, I'll take... I'll claim him as my salvage.
Luna, what the fuck? Hell
no.
What do you mean, what the fuck?
She's just trying to claim our spoils.
Nah, she's trying to claim Dobby and PS3.
Nah, bro.
Dobby is soft.
I mean, they're not human. They're just like any other piece of equipment.
I love it, yes. Let's objectify them, so I don't feel bad.
Yeah, I can't believe you gave drugs to a diagnostic and repair tool. What is wrong with you guys?
Not drugs.
Hey, I needed them to calm down. They were tripping. They just experienced a life-altering event. One could even say a fatal event.
Basically, we just say, like, it's up to Dobby and PS3 wherever they want to go.
We give them the option, yes. Whether they want to stay with us, go with them, be free slaves, or free people.
Okay. That's what they, you know.
Yeah.
She is looking at you like you just said the craziest shit. Like you just spouted another head off of your neck. She is so like, what are you talking about? They can't make decisions on their own.
Okay, we clearly don't know what we're dealing with here. We're just embarrassing ourselves. Okay, we got slaves.
Yeah, I'll ask, like, PS3 and Dobby, like, can you make decisions on your own?
PS3 is looking like, hey, I ejected those assholes off of that ship and saved our lives. Yeah, they may think of me as a diagnostic tool, but yeah, I can make decisions. I'm alive. Like, if I couldn't make decisions, I would be worthless to people. And Dobby's like, I mean, it's true. We're, he looks very uncomfortable. He looks very scared.
We chose the right name for Dobby.
He's like, he also looks very frightened. He's like, it's so loud on this ship.
It's what's settled.
He's like,
it's up to y'all.
Can I go? All right. Can I go to some place and sleep? I just need it to be quiet.
Sleep on it.
I'd be like, do you have a broom closet for him?
Yeah.
You guys have a ton of space on this ship after that internal refit.
I've got a little cat bed in the back. Do you want to use it?
Sure, wherever.
I feel
and
like
he,
being
he
a
will follow you to wherever.
For real, we'll be like, Dobby, we got plenty of rooms here. You can see, you can choose one later. For now, you can just like pick the most comfy room. Go chill, Dobby.
So Dobby goes off. He ends up finding. He literally picks a closet. He doesn't.
I'm like, no, whatever.
Yeah. He finds, oh, it's a linen closet. So he actually finds it's the one closet. It actually, you didn't realize you even had this. It's got like all these extra towels and bedding. Because honestly, after the refit, there's a lot of this ship that you guys are like, I don't know, like that corridor just keeps going. And it's a little spooky down that way because it just, you're like, it feels like it should go outside of the ship. And you're like, ah, we just don't go down that corridor sometimes. And so, like, he goes down it a bit, finds a little place to, it's got, you know, like a bunch of blankets and stuff. He makes a little, almost like a nest or a little bed at the bottom and just curls up and is pretty much instantly asleep. Yeah. And whoever showed him around, like, so when you come back, Pepper is like, you know, I gotta warn you, he's pretty sensitive to a lot of stuff, especially noise. I don't know, like types like him are pretty I don't know. They're a weird breed. Literally.
Yeah.
Interesting. Alright. Well,
man, if he wants to stay, I'll teach him how to work on, you know, he can make himself around here for sure.
Yeah, I was gonna say, while they're sleeping and we as a team discuss this, I think we should just hire their services. You know, I'm not really with that slavery noise, unless they're robotic. But yeah, we can just hire them instead of keeping them as slaves. I mean, I feel like Dobby made himself at home in the linens closet. He's more like one of those like maintenance people or like. What is it?
Yeah, no, he might just like being a slave, like doing service.
Butler.
yeah,
but we pay them. We pay them. We feed them well. We clothe them. Oh, but if we give Dobby clothes, he becomes a free slave or free person.
I would say that, but like he seems to. I don't know.
He went to lay down in his closet.
Right? Why would he?
Because he can't. Now he's making a slave.
Just, you know, we're just giving them options.
I was sleeping in the other day.
Yeah,
you know, even though sleeping, right? How it fucking goes.
All right, I'm still here, but I'm gonna just be my thing because I got to the place I needed to be.
Cool. So Luna is actually she's willing to she kind of like tries to like haggle with you a little or try to be like, hey, why don't you? I mean, you guys have a ship. And I'm sure the PS3 would be really useful for you here, because you know he'd keep your ship up. But the other one, he's just an investigative tool. I don't know if you guys really would have a lot of use for that. I could probably use him if just in case. Just in case he's not worth it to you, we could probably work something out.
You know,
but yeah, I don't.
We've got an airlock we can open on you. Stop trying to enslave our friends.
They're you just acquired. You realize they're not human beings, right? They're animals that were constructed for a purpose.
Okay, then they'll be my little guy, my little best friend.
Okay, you see, like. I literally, so in my notes, I wrote down that she's a space Karen. So that's who this woman is. So she just kind of goes off in a huff. She's like, fine. Whatever. Once we get to a place, you can just drop me off wherever. You people.
Ugh. Yeah.
And she seems like she finds your ship. Everywhere she looks, she's judging your ship. She's judging, like, everything. She just has that look on her face, like, oh, that's so dirty and gross. And she's just a bitch. Seems not at all bothered by the fact that you guys saved her life, and maybe she should be a little deferential to you all. She doesn't care. So when last we were playing, at one point you guys were filling in Snuffles about the Legion threat, and he was mentioning that he had goggles that, so like this had, something like this had happened where he was from, and he was like, he can construct goggles for you that'll like illuminate any kind of Legion replacements. But the problem being that it'll take him a while to construct them, and you'll have to have someone who is, you'll have to find someone who you know is Legion, and then you can tune the goggles to see, like, the frequency to, but you have to have someone you know is Legion to do that.
Yeah, for sure. So is that what we're going, is that what we're doing now? Our focus on, like, he builds them, we gotta find someone?
If that's what you want. That's why I was bringing that up to see. So it, last we had talked, it sounded like you wanted to head towards Covenant Space to try to break into... Basically, you guys wanted to infiltrate Legion-controlled space and be able to tune that. Because he already has a pair of goggles that he could tune. It'll just take a while to build the other glasses. But it sounded like that's where you guys wanted to go. I just wanted to double check.
With that. Yeah.
Cool. All right. So you guys are heading that way.
Can we drop off this chick first?
Can you what first?
Can we drop off this chick first?
We can lock her in a room.
So you guys came out. So when you were... When you left the bodega, you guys popped out of space, and you guys are kind of way out in the outlands right now. You might be able to find, you might come across a station on the way in. Let's actually see if that happens. Where's my, there's my dice. Yeah, you guys. Yeah. So after traveling a few days, you're going to run into an outpost of Covenant Space. Along the way, though, before we get there, PS3 comes to you and he actually asks what other priorities you might have, because he can either just work on making these goggles or... you guys also have that Kyber battery. He could start installing that into the ship. You also had a bunch of new equipment. You grabbed a bunch of random stuff from Mr. E's warehouse on your way out. He could start trying to figure out what that stuff is. Do you guys have other priorities you'd like to add to his list? He seems eager to help.
Probably that crystal.
Was this Dobby or the other person?
Yeah, yes.
This is the other one. This is the bunny guy.
Yeah, if he can, like, you know, go around repairing the ship, right? He's basically the engineer, right?
Yeah, he's a tech.
Yeah, I mean, if he can go around repairing where we need repairs and or refitting what we need, then hell yeah, I'm all for it.
Cool, but you guys are cool with him installing that battery, the big Kyber crystal, into your like your engine as a as an extra battery.
Are there more pros than cons to it?
As far as you guys don't know of any cons at this point.
Let's do it.
Other than at one point there was somebody in there was a couple people inside of it, but it seems to be empty of people now. So.
Oh, you know my motto: gotta go fast.
There we go. So yeah, he'll work on, and there's also that spacesuit. I forgot about that. Along with those living people, there was like a weird sealed suit that definitely still has, life support going of some kind, but it's immobile. It has a big kind of like, globe of a helmet, but that's completely like sealed and reflective currently.
It's currently what? Sorry.
It's kind of the globe is like reflective. It's like shiny gold, reflecting back at you. You can't see into it.
What?
It kind of looks like the if you've ever seen like the spacesuit, like the astronauts, where like
Yeah.
if they need to look towards the sun, it looks like that, and it's all the way around it. Like, basically, the head part of the suit is like a fishbowl. So it's most of a sphere turned upside down, and all of it's gold right now. Basically, you can't see any way into this suit. It's completely sealed, but you see like it's definitely still operating. Yeah, they found that just floating out in space. It looked like, according to the crew of the Luminous Sorrow, it seemed like it shot out of the other side of the Black Gate as they came through. You saw a lot of debris that looked like it came from the inside of a space station that was exposed to vacuum. It looked like somehow that Black Gate opened up inside of a station, and this figure and a bunch of junk came out, and Dobby, Snuffles, and Luna were able to say like were able to rescue the suit, but weren't able to figure out what was going on with it before you guys rescued them. Because to be honest, they spent a few days just trying to survive.
Well, I want to see if I can gather some info and see if someone's inside the suit, if we can't see into it in life support's running.
Hell yeah. Go ahead and roll a plus wits.
A 1 versus a 10 and a 4. Damn.
Oh. I just heard back from Jose. He's like, "We're starting a bit, right?" I'm like, "No, we're already on."
No.
Jesus Christ.
So yeah, so you start playing around with with the suit. Unfortunately, there is like some text and shit on it, but it is not in a language you understand. You're pressing some buttons, and all of a sudden, a lot of the buttons go from let's say yellow to orange, and they're flashing.
Well,
And
well.
Hello?
Well,
hey!
well.
Sorry, bro. Jimmy's dead.
Can I join in spirit?
No.
I'm pretty sure I can still kill things.
No, actually, you were just in your room and your suit was jacking you off. So welcome back.
Oh, hell yeah. Did I finish?
My God. I joked around.
My God. No. He finished.
Yeah.
We're finished with that
All right,
bit.
cool. I'm coming out of my room with my shoulders nice and
Oh.
nice and loose.
He's coming out like he's coming out like, yo, well, what I miss?
And then he sees
Heavy rings.
the suit.
All right, so you guys are messing with that suit. You rolled a miss. Yeah, so it seems like you may have you did something bad. Things are not going well. We are there. Basically, it looks like there's a countdown timer with going on. Oh, BB comes over to like the loudspeakers, like I'm detecting a lot of activity from that device you're playing with right now. Are you sure you should be playing? Are you sure you should be doing that here?
I don't know where else I'm gonna do it, BB.
Well, what maybe the airlock in case you need to like jettison it out into
Yeah,
space?
let's do that.
That's probably a good idea.
I like the
Yeah,
way
so
you
you guys grab the suit. It's surprisingly lighter than it seems like it should be. It fit honestly, when you guys pick it up, it feels like it's a heavy suit
order.
that's
Picking up, yeah,
empty.
for Ramses.
What's the last name?
Rangel.
Rangel.
Rangel. Appreciate it.
Mute your mic, man.
Ram, you have to
You
roll to
muted.
pick up.
You muted.
Um,
So you go for it, Adam.
I think we're good.
Yeah, so you guys drag the suit into the airlock, and BB starts. He's like, I think you've opened it, or something's about to happen. Get out of the airlock. Get out of the airlock. So you guys run out of the airlock, and as soon as you're out of the way, BB actually activates the door so it slams down. And this about this time, like, Snuffles comes around a corner. He's like, what the heck is going on here? As BB opens up the airlock, and the suit, like, puffs out, and then the suit starts opening up. And you see kind of a ghostly looking figure ooze out of the suit. And I sent this a while back, but I sent you guys a photo, a few different photos, and there was one that kind of looked, let's see if I can scroll up. It was like, a guy smoking with sunglasses on, and he basically this guy comes out. He looks like a gaseous person, and he's outside the ship. He like wiggles his way out, and then he disappears. He like floats off away.
Well, that's spooky.
And you guys don't get to meet Vincent Van Gaff. What's his fucking name?
Oh, this is the whole fucking suit.
Yeah, the suit was keeping him inside. Yeah, so after he runs off, you guys are able to like reclaim the suit if you want. It's actually it looks like he whatever was inside of there was being trapped inside of that to be studied. But it escaped. So
freedom.
And it escaped you.
Damn. As soon as it flew away, I'd be like, yo, did that look like that one fucking artist?
yeah, so you guys later as you're I'm not sure how much time it takes, but eventually you'll figure out like from processing that suit and whatnot. It looks like from wherever he came from, the place he came from, he was being studied by some group and was being held against his will, and you guys freed him at least. So there's that.
Cool. All in a day's work.
Yeah. So yeah, you guys travel. It takes you a few days. There is a small colony just on the outskirts of Covenant Space. You guys can drop off Luna.
Yeah.
We
don't even really stop. We just kind of like hover.
Yeah, just kind of slow down a bit, tuck and roll.
She's like, what do you want me to... Are you saying I can take one of these ships? As she points at one of the transforming fighters.
No. We just kind of like push her off the... We just kind of get low, drive slow. Push her out.
I Spartan kick her out the airlock. She falls like five.
As she floats, she floats away also in a spacesuit. Oh, yeah! yeah, so you guys, you hope she'll get picked up or not. Or maybe you don't hope that. Maybe you don't care. all right.
Not like...
Let's see. So you guys just slow down. You are able to connect for the first time to back into the Weave. You guys have been way out in like no man's land for a while now. You are just on the edge of Covenant Space. Yeah. You notice weirdly now that the timestamp you guys got on that last viral news actually matches now. Like, as you are logging in and you're like, ooh, getting an update for blah, 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 blah. You're like, wait, that's the same date we got on that viral news. Like, that is right now. And you know that by connecting to the Weave, you're now transmitting that viral news. Like, it's already spreading across the Weave. But it's just, like, a weird coincidence that, like, or maybe not a coincidence, but a weird thing to notice that, like, that date, you're like, huh, this is where you didn't notice it was ahead of time earlier, or if you had, it was barely. But yeah, so you are now spreading that viral news message that you guys got. I don't know if you remember it. I can play it if you'd like.
Yeah, play that.
Okay, let me do that. Oop, let me bring it. Oop.
First up, viral news confirmed that all gates opened.
After go ahead, Mr. Chan. I got no volume. All
things oh, weird. Shit. I was playing it.
Not bad.
It's okay.
I think you might just have to restart the stream.
Okay. I'll reset it real quick.
Can you see it and hear me?
Should I play? I can see it.
Cool. I'll hit play then.
Man, I got no volume.
Shit. This worked before.
Yeah, it did.
Let's see if I can play
maybe
it.
If everyone backs out and then comes.
Yeah, you can try.
Sure.
Alright.
Let's try it again.
I have returned. Viral news is brought to you via computerized, thus subverting all of the triumvirate's propaganda machine to make sure you get the news you need most. Viral news, the old. This is the Madman Mike on the mic coming at you from our secret base with your viral news for Stardate 3.141.592.653. First up, viral news is able to confirm that all.
I'm not hearing anything, are y'all?
I repeat, all of the black items.
Adam, you want to just
while the gates were
send the link in the chat, and then we could just open it up real quick.
That sounds way better. Stop streaming.
Oh, I just got that. All right, 2 minute break so we can watch the video.
Sounds good.
We're only open for a couple seconds, most reports also include sightings of strange ships emerging from them. After headlines, we'll speak to our go-to expert on all things weird, including the Black Gates, astrophysics, and the Ascendancy, the adept Aram Tarim, when he'll explain how all of these gates technically opened at the same time in the rest frame of a planet in the Wasted Margin sector, why that's important, and what they mean when they say that these ships are from the wider multiverse. Personally, I'm quite excited for the interview, as all of this sounds like techno-babble to me. But the gates aren't our only big story. By the time you hear this broadcast, you've likely already been subjected to the announcement by the entity known as Legion, announcing their Zombie Initiative, openly recruiting any and all to join them. Legion claims to have subverted all the ills of the human condition, as well as death itself. Reports from Covenant Space describe a split within the populace, some happily joining, others violently opposing it, as Legion is now actively and openly redistributing supplies and wealth across both Promethea and Covenant Space. The uber-rich of Covenant Space are fleeing. We have multiple sightings of Bill Kazos and Montgomery T. Husk's luxury space yachts heading towards Mormon Federated space. Tracking information of bow ships is being linked in the doobly-doo, so if any pirates or anything find that interesting, well, that's not my problem. Hashtag eat the rich. Speaking of space travel, hyperspace storms have continued to increase. While this hasn't been an issue for Legion, the rest of us are having to rely more and more on adept piloted ships, as most of hyperspace is now impossible to navigate for unaugmented humans. Communications through the Weave indicate that adepts trained in piloting across the Forge are banding together to create a new guild. We'll continue to update you on that as it develops.
I've thrown the Legion ad in the chat as well, if you forgot what that was, but you don't have to listen to it if you don't want.
Report.
Should we check out the other one too?
You say, Carlos?
Should we watch the other ad you just sent, Adam?
If you want, if you don't remember it, it was just an ad by Legion.
Yeah, hold up. I'll check it out real quick. It was kind of funny. After your video, they kind of just autoplayed a Democracy Now! Video. It was random, but the same vibe.
Holy shit.
Also, Jeff Bezos, beautiful.
Yo, Adam, I love the drip that fucking Legion has on in that video.
Thanks. I found that from a random AI-generated art page. So wild.
That's pretty good. I was getting like late 50s, early 60s futuristic movie vibe.
Yeah, the prompts were through Midjourney. Well, the Midjourney's the app that made it, and it was like something like, futuristic 70s something or other, and I can't remember what the prompts were that somebody posted, but I steal a lot of AI art because it was already stolen to begin with, so I don't care.
Hell yeah. What's up with that AI art stuff? Does the little like robot make an image with shit it has already, or what?
It scours the internet and finds images tagged with like the prompts you put in and combines them. So it doesn't draw itself, it like compiles. Right, Adam?
Yeah. That's my understanding so it's like, so it's taking images other people already drew that have put up online, but doesn't pay them for it. Just goes, oh, thanks for having a DeviantArt page. Yoink. And then it quote unquote learns how to draw, but it's always stealing someone else's work.
Damn, that's fucked. But it never looks exactly like it, right?
No.
Yeah, no, it definitely, there are definitely some stuff where you're like, wow, you can see where this prompt absolutely ripped off from that. Which, I mean, people do that too, but at least it took them time and energy to draw it or something, you know?
Yeah.
That's a funny argument.
Like, I will not take anyone's art that someone actually took time to make, but if all you did was put words into a prompt generator and it just pops stuff out, I'm like, well, you didn't do any work.
What if they like took time to make it, but really they were just replicating like someone else's artwork?
I've definitely seen people do that. I've seen a lot of like, well, shit. I guess I shouldn't say the company. One of the big comic book companies for a while, all of their images were actually like a bunch of lines were taking stock photos and basically changing those into superheroes, but like drawing over it, which people trace real images and stuff. I don't know. It's really murky to me, but I figure if a computer's doing all the work, it's fair game.
Did you see the Donald Trump like trading cards where they did that?
Oh, the NFT crap? Yeah, that was some wild shit. I can't believe they've sold for so much money too. Guts me.
Yeah, the money.
If only I could get rid of my scruples, I could make a lot of money.
Yeah. Damn morals and ethics.
Yeah, sucks. Doesn't work with capitalism at all.
Funny that, huh?
Yeah. So yeah, you guys get a few more copies of that zombie announcement, because it's everywhere. They're like, yeah, you should join us. At the end of it is updated locations on where you can come get scanned and become part of the zombie initiative. Come be Legion right now. So at this point, you guys are at the edge of Covenant space. You have a few different options. You could go towards a civilian center where you think you'd find Legion mixed in. You could head to one of these places that is actively creating the Legion replacements or whatever it is they're doing, but making people into Legion. You could there's military facilities that you know where they are, like they're well defended. But you got a few different options of how to proceed. You have a well outfitted ship. You could just go in guns blazing, or you could try to sneak in.
I think we should go to the like conversion camp or plant or whatever. So we can also investigate how they're doing it. So it's two birds, one stone.
Wait, are we trying to kidnap someone, or like can we just observe them and like find some of the machine?
I thought we were supposed to kidnap them.
Well, you do not have to. You don't have to kidnap. You just it will take Snuffles a little bit. It'll probably take him an hour of like scanning through channels to like find the right frequency. I mean, it might be quick, but it could take well past an hour. But if you guys know of a place where Legion's supposed to just be, like, that's the whole thing. It's like he's going to scan through these channels until people start glowing in his goggles, and then it'll be like, oh, shit, found him. But, you know, the problem being that if you're scanning people who aren't Legion, you could scan forever and you're not going to pick them up. So that's where it's like, well, you really need to know that there's Legion around to work on this. But how you do that is totally up to you guys, how you'd like to secure that. Snuffles doesn't look like he's like, I know how to fix things and build things. I don't know how to infiltrate places or how to be a spy or anything like that, or how to blow stuff up. I have no clue how to do that.
Yeah, I think if you guys are with it, let's go to the conversion place and like sneak in.
You can just tell them like, somebody here wants to bomb himself.
And we're just got the infiltration too, so
yeah.
I can lie.
All right, so we go with Merrick and be like, Merrick wants to find himself.
Cool. So yeah, you guys start heading off towards one of these facilities. So it sounds like you guys are trying to go in as if you are regular civilians. You're not the Nimbus, you know, heroes of Morphus, you know, destroyers of like massive armies.
We're just cosplayers of the Golden Goons.
There you go. All right, so yeah, you guys start heading that way. So I'm gonna just do that as a set course. So you guys are full up on your supply. So that'll be no, you're not. You're at +4 supply. But you can roll that for your getting there.
All right.
Roll it.
I'll roll.
Roll that shit.
A 5 versus a 1 and a 5. Strong hit.
Yeah, definitely a strong hit. Yeah, you guys make it there just fine. Yeah, I mean, literally, they are advertising where the fuck they are. They're like, literally, here's where we're at. You should come here. And you're able to... basically just get into a queue with other ships that are waiting to land. Pretty much, you pick a place that's so busy that you're easily able to just slip into the mix of everything. You land. Actually, this station, this is a bigger station. So this is an orbital station around a fiery world. Basically, it's basically covered in volcanoes. It's like Mustafar. Let's put it that way. This is a station floating around. Actually, let's call it Mustafar. That is the name of this particular planet.
Mustafar.
And the station here is just inside, like the. Where the permanent, where like the security borders and whatnot have been in Covenant space due to the war, but things have been in so much flux recently with the combining of Covenant space and Promethea that things are a little more loose. Yeah, the station, it's a, one of the larger stations. This one holds in the tens of thousands of people. So you're able to... I take that. So you're able to get here fine. Someone's going to need to radio. So you guys get a radio message like, hello, this is, what's the name of the?
94.5 The Buzz.
this is Valhalla. You were at Valhalla.
Valhalla? Valhalla.
Valhalla. Yeah, like the, place where Odin, like the hero, the Vikings, where you die, you come here.
Is there a Ragnarok around here?
Did you say a Ragnarok?
Yeah, is there a Ragnarok around here?
There absolutely is a Ragnarok, sure.
I'm putting that, like, you know, just in the back of my mind, like, that's good, I gotta go.
I like this, the naming theme for these conversion stations. It can just make them all, like, different afterlife stories. We've got Valhalla.
Yeah.
We've got St. Peter's Gates.
Purgatory.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So you guys are, so you are being hailed by Valhalla Station. Basically, you're like asking for your security. Basically, they're asking for the info of like landing stuff. And so someone's, going to need to lie to them to like slip by here.
Mark.
Which if he's going to, he's trying to infiltrate a protected site. You get to add plus one to this and take plus one momentum on a hit. So that adding that to your shadow, this will be plus four to this roll.
Merc, you there?
Wait, are you even able to roll? Aren't you still driving?
You're muted.
My bad, geez. can somebody roll for me?
Yeah, I gotcha. A one versus a five and a five. Ramses crashes on the highway.
Oh, which it with that plus four, it is still a miss with a match.
Close.
Fuck.
This is like
hold on. How important is this situation right now? How important is what we're doing right now?
I mean, you are trying to land on an enemy station. Where these people are looking for you. You have plus six momentum.
Yeah, I'm using my momentum.
Boom. That plus six, you drop it down to plus two. But you get a plus one because that's a strong hit with a match, actually. Oh, yeah. The bottom of this reads, on a strong hit with a match, access is easier than expected. Take another plus one momentum.
Nice. I just wasted everything. Let's go.
So you.
Wait, does that mean plus two back or just the one?
Yes. Yeah. So he had a plus six momentum, burned it, and he's already back up to plus four.
Nice.
Because, actually, you know what I think it is? Merrick knows a code from back in his days because I thought he was actually a sniper with the Covenant.
I was a triple agent. I was everywhere.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. So he's like, this is our code, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, he's like marked as like secret agent for our side. Send him to the nice, like, oh yeah, yeah. You got the private docking bay, A7. You're clear to land. And he says something that's in code to basically say he knows that you're like a commander, but you know, doesn't want to broadcast that you are military over an unsecured channel.
All right. So I fly casually and dock where they tell us to, whistling over the radio the whole time. So they know it's not suspicious.
There you go.
Whistling over the loudspeakers.
Fucking dead.
Yeah, so you guys land. You are able to connect to the station Weave directly. So you guys are able to get access, and access has been pre-granted because of the codes earlier. Basically, you guys already have, you're already in the security system of this station because of Merrick's previous move.
All right.
So you are here, you have some access. If you guys have an idea of what you want to do, I'm totally down to hear it. Otherwise, I can give you options.
I was thinking let's gather info and see if we can identify where in the station we need to go to get the Snuffles work done.
Perfect. I'm going to also, so that'll be plus wits, but you also have BB with you, and he can help you out, so he'll also give you a plus one.
Yeah. Reading dice. A 1 versus a 3 and a 6. So weak hit.
Weak hit on gather info. We've done this enough. I should know this off the top of my head, but I'm going to read it anyway. Gather information. On a weak hit, the information provides new insight, but also complicates your quest. Envision what you discover and take plus one momentum. So that puts Spike at plus 9 momentum now. And you find out this is, I mean, part of this is, like, it is a secure facility. If you, a Legion is there, and the problem being you realize that there is a, so you're able to connect to the system, and they're actually doing the augmentation now. So people show up. They get scanned. Basically, they go in one side and they come out Legion on the other. And so at this point, if you were to get caught there, you're talking there's already 100 Legion, like members of Legion who, if you get noticed, they're, you've already got a small army ready to pounce on you. But you know that they're there. You know they're there in force. A bunny person will stick out like a sore thumb.
Okay.
The creepers are like sticking up from behind some desk somewhere.
So yeah, basically you can it'll be a sure thing if you take Snuffles with you. It'll be a sure thing that he can find the frequency. But then there's a chance he'll be caught. Like, they'll be like, why is there a bunny person? And draw attention to yourselves. Or one of you got somebody from one of the players can try to do it, but it will be a roll to see if it works out.
Okay. I was thinking, like, one of us goes out and, like, does what they tell us to do while Merrick shadows, like, the rest of us and we follow behind. Would that work? Like, with Snuffles in the shadow?
You believe that would work. Snuffles is not positive that they don't know how the shadow things that you're talking about works. They've never seen this before. They're not sure if that'll mess up the frequency collection, because if it's like obscuring light and whatnot, it might mess it up, but they're not sure. But if you want to do that, it's, they would be sure not caught, but it'll be another, like, maybe it'll work, maybe it won't.
Okay. So we can do that, or Snuffles can show me how to collect the data we need since I've got the wits. What do you guys think?
I like the idea of me shadowing everybody because it gives me something to do.
All right. Everyone else on board? Carlos, Jose?
Only other thing I can think is to find someone that we know for sure is Legion and bring them back to our ship. We'd have to know that they're Legion.
Now, that should be the people coming out of the Legion facility. Like, literally, people going in are coming out Legion. So you could grab any of those people.
Okay.
So, well, can we grab, like, a hot, fresh one so that, like, we can try to convince him he's not like a fresh ass, like, just barely turned Legion motherfucker. And what do you call it? And then we could try to, like, convince him he's not Legion.
You're not kidnap a baby.
So, like, they become brainwashed or something?
So that's kind of my secondary objective here. I want to do some investigation and see how people are being converted. Is it like some Cybermen shit?
I want to get augmentation if I can get it, but I don't want to become a demon spy or a slave.
So that is something you could. Unfortunately, what's happening in the facility is completely classified. You would need to enter the facility to find that out.
Okay.
We infiltrate if you want to get that info.
Yeah.
And then.
I mean, we could infiltrate as a team, leaving Bunny on the ship, and then bring him back.
It'd be hard to know if the something this with the
yeah.
Okay,
I mean,
Denver's
it doesn't work. We could improvise. I'm just grabbing the tape in the closet.
True.
Or, like find the servers or something that have the tape when that was coming up.
Yeah.
And I split it early. We could like someone like the ship.
Hey, Lucy, I don't know if it's just me, but you're coming in kind of like robotic.
I'm also getting it really broke up, too.
Damn.
There you go. You sound better now.
I sound better now?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. 100%.
So I was saying, like, if we try to infiltrate and the sensor thing, whatever, doesn't work through the shadow, either way we could... like try to find the servers, the security center, somewhere like that. Like we can just kind of get into secure, and then we can find out what's going on. And if needed, we can probably have people we can take captive in there that are legion, and we can give to samples.
Hey, does my infiltrator ability help me in any way in this situation?
I mean, you. So your infiltrator ability is, yeah, when you make a move to break into a secure site, infiltrate a protected area, or hack or manipulate a secure system, add +1 and take +1 on a hit. So yeah, this all of this falls under doing that.
Go, hey, leave it all to me, but let's do it.
Fuck yeah.
Now let's decide what we'll do, and, you know, I'll lead the way.
All right, I think the game plan then is we go off the ship, one of us, either, I don't know, me or Carlos, or both of us. Yeah, I think me and Carlos walk out in plain sight. Merrick shadows Jimmy Rings and Snuffles. And we kind of go with the, you know, the tour at first. Like, we let them lead us into the facility. And then as soon as an opportunity presents itself to neutralize them and sneak off to try to find, like, the nerve center, we take that.
Nice. Yeah. I'm with that.
Yeah. All righty.
I'm with that, too.
Does Jimmy Ring get to blow up anything?
If it goes wrong, he'll get to blow up everything.
I'm with it. Hey, you know, we wouldn't be smart if we did it.
Well, we're going to do a little bit of rolling then here. Since Merrick is shading, using his shade ability, it sounds like, and you guys are trying to infiltrate, he's going to get an automatic 6 on his action die. But we do need to roll those challenge die to see how that works out.
All right. A 5 and a 2.
So that's a strong hit.
Let's go.
Boom.
So yeah, you guys are doing that. Merrick is getting yet another +1 to his momentum, so he's at +5. You guys get... you're able to sneak over to the facility. If you guys want to try to infiltrate, we can go right ahead and do another roll there. Again, we're still got that set 6 on the action die, plus his 3 shadows, so he's got a set 8.
Hell yeah.
All right, so it's all balanced out. I rolled a 9 and a 10.
Oh, shit. Ah. Oh, I'm actually wrong. It's still a failure.
Jose, get ready.
But he had the 3 shadow plus that 1 plus the on top of the 5. That should have made it a 9. That's still a miss.
Yeah.
So yeah, you guys are walking through the area, and let's see, what was shit. On a miss, in addition to any other cost, you are revealed and cannot veil yourself again until the current situation is resolved. So he's trying to like use that darkness to go into like a little side area when immediately a security like thing goes off and blares some kind of light right at Merrick. And it illuminates him, and the darkness is gone. Yeah, and there's an alarm going now.
This
is where my scoundrel ability comes into play, and I light my way out of it.
All right, so a group of guards are heading towards you. They've got guns out. And there's you and a bunny person, and you are now surrounded by guys with guns. And they're like, you're coming with us, sir.
All right. I put on a pompous attitude and act like I'm a high-ranked person and lie my way trying to feel like I'm a higher-ranked person, and they're like ruining a secret operation.
All right, well, so you get a plus 2 to that by lying, bluffing, stealing, or cheating your way out of a situation. And then he's using shadow for this, so that'll be a total of plus 5 to this roll.
A 2 versus a 10 and a 6.
I hate this fucking game.
It's a weak hit, though.
At least I hit.
It's a weak hit.
Yeah, good job, you passed the test.
They are, I mean, so you're able, because, again, you have codes that you use to get onto the station. You are able to pull that out. And they're like, well, we need to talk with, yeah. Well, we need to verify that, sir. But, like, the records aren't coming up. Like, basically, the head guy is told by somebody right next to him, like, the code does verify, does check out. We did have that. We did have that code actually come into the station, but it is an older code, sir. Like I think we need to. And then the guy goes like, "What is that?" As he points at Snuffles.
That is my place.
Okay. So they're escorting you inside. They have, the guns are not put away, but they're no longer being pointed directly at you. A couple of the people.
Yeah, is it just like him and Snuffles? Yeah. Like, where's Jose, me and Luke?
You guys, oh, I guess there, right? All of you guys were there. Yeah.
We're all in like a group.
Yeah. Well,
me and you were.
Yeah, me and you were walking and they were following behind us. Oh yeah.
I guess the question is, were you all trying to break in together, or were you guys standing a little bit outside of this?
That is a good question. Cause they were meeting me and Carlos in with Ram, Jose, Knuckles shaded, following behind us, like before doors closed and stuff. So we were pretty close, but did they make that prediction?
I'm going to do a little roll to see if you guys do not get picked up. I'm making it unlikely. Oh, no, I rolled a 93. You guys do not get picked up. They are so taken aback by those three that the other two of you slip off. They actually push you out of the way so that they can take them inside.
Well, with this distraction that Ram has conveniently provided, I think me and Carlos try to infiltrate and find the nerve center.
Cool. Split up. Yeah. I love it when we split up.
That way, like, we can probably get leverage there to try to, like, free Ram and all of them later if need be, and we can find out what's been going on in this place.
Hey, guys, I'm passing
Sounds
a power
good to
field.
Me.
Pay y'all's respects real quick.
Broncos suck, man.
It looks like an amusement park. Hey, what's that amusement park in front of Empower Field? What is that?
In front of Empower Field?
Oh, it looks like it's abandoned or like old.
Nah, I think it's still up. I think that's a legit amusement park.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah, it's probably just closed.
Oh, that whatever gardens?
Yeah, right next to the aquarium?
Oh, that's there's a water park near there. That one's still open.
Water World?
Okay, that's why it looked closed then. Yeah. Hey, cool. Hey, Target. I haven't had a Water World in a minute.
Yeah, for real though.
Used to have one in a closed early 2000s. My bad, let's continue. I didn't mean to sidetrack.
Thank you, man.
Go Buffs.
So, okay, who's rolling that the infiltrate?
What we got? I don't know if I got any answers.
Two Chateau and three Wits. So, I mean, we slink off unnoticed because they're distracted. And I like.
Yeah, I'm going to give.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, like, you know, I'm using my wits to go into locked doors and stuff as we navigate. What's that?
We kind of just, like, look to see what looks most efficient, or do we keep, like, computer records?
Yeah, this sounds good. You're using observation skills. You're keeping a lookout. I would even give, if Solrock wants to roll an aid and ally, also plus wits, he could do that.
What happens if that goes wrong?
Aid and ally?
If it goes bad, he would draw attention. Like, it would be...
It's basically, actually, fucking up anything draws attention.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if anything.
It wants to roll. All
right.
Ooh.
A 2 versus a 3 and a 4, plus my 3 wits is a 5. Strong
hit. Yeah,
I use
you
my
guys, I mean,
to navigate.
Yeah, you're able to use this distraction to slip. Like, you slip in, like, right behind some of the guards. It's very clear which doors are kind of like the more important offices versus the holding cell that they're taking these three. Yeah, you're able to bypass security. You actually slip into a room, and you can actually see that the Merrick is separated from the other two and put into a much nicer room, while the other guys are put in Snuffles and Jimmy Rings are shoved into what looks like a cell, like a granite, like cement floor, bars on the wall.
The holding area?
Cell. Yeah.
Alright.
But Merrick's put into like a nice, you guys can see he's put into a nice office.
Yeah. Respect where respect is due.
Well, I start gathering info on the computer in regards to like what the process is to transform these people coming in here and just anything else sensitive I can find about Legion.
Do it.
A 6 versus a 7 and a 10.
Yikes. Holy shit, I just almost saw it in an nasty accident.
Uh-oh.
That would have been cool.
Well, for So we get some info for Spike. There's a few different ways. So what's happening at this facility in particular is that they are scanning a person. Then they 3D print a person who, like, a person who's biologically very similar, but you're able to read the schematics. They're putting, like, a very thin network of stuff inside their body. And then, once the 3D printed person is finished, they vaporize the original body. And you're actually able to see that there's a mechanic. Basically, they're able to siphon the person's spirit into the new body.
Oh, shit. They fry the old body?
They fry the old body.
Damn.
Yo.
You're also able to find out that there are times where they're able to scan a body. They've been releasing that into the wild to try to sometimes get the spirit of the person that they want to put in that body. And there's a few of those people out. And one last thing you find out is that they have had problems now with a bunch of... So you guys heard the zombie announcement... There's a bunch of people that they haven't been able to fix from the war.
To fix?
Like to bring
back? To bring back. A bunch of the void spawn are, they haven't been able to fix them like they said they have. They've been able to make them new bodies, but that's it. So a lot of the memories have come back with like a fully recreated body that's healthy.
Yeah.
But they've lost a lot of memories. And it's a real problem because they're like, why isn't this working?
Damn. Okay. That's all good intel.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I guess now we accomplished that secondary objective. We have to...
Let's just see what's going on. Well, first, I don't know.
Let's check in Merrick with Ram, or Jimmy. Jose... And snuff.
I say we jump to Jimmy Rings, who's in the cell with Snuffles, whatever.
Yo, Jose, you decided that he's Freddie Gibbs and Austin.
That's what we've just been calling him. That's not
what's his name now.
He's come onto our ship, and we're calling him Freddie Gibbs, but his name is still Pepper Snuffles the Third.
Okay.
I'm just picturing that bunny rabbit now.
Yeah, Gibbs has these music videos where he has, like, a big pink rabbit as his avatar.
Oh.
Word.
That's where this is coming from.
Hold up, I gotcha.
I see it.
I gotta use the bathroom real quick, but I don't know if y'all want to do a bathroom break or just... I'll be right back.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I'll be down. Let's take a 10-minute break at least.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool.
To learn what happens, keep listening. This show is brought to you ad-free by Privilege. No ads, no Patreon, just a cishet white man with disposable income and time. It is performed, edited, and all that good stuff by Redstone Archender. The story is powered by the game Ironsworn Starforged by Sean Tompkin. Outro by Glitter Snitchel, channeling the spirits. This has been a Sofa King Cool production.